Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Don't think, because God sends you, that it won't hurt. Because if you have sin in your life, even though He sends you and your mission will be accomplished, you may suffer loss and a hurt during the battle. You pay for your sins in this life. The children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel. Again, 18,000 men. All of those drew the sword. So they've lost how many now? 22,000. So 40,000 men. But God said for us to do it. Yes. But remember, these other tribes aren't any better than Benjamin. They just have somewhat some righteous indignation at the moment, because what happened in Benjamin is known throughout the land now. So they have to appear that they're, we're better. We don't do stuff like that. But they do. And it's happening all over the country. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord, and fasted that day until evening, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Oh, imagine that. They remembered.
Yes.
We have to give offerings to God because we're sinful. We go and ask the Lord's advice. He says, yeah, go. He doesn't say, well, maybe you should make yourself clean before you go. Maybe you should try to ask forgiveness before you go. Make an atonement for the wickedness that you are. You're wanting to go beat up on your wicked brother, but you're as wicked as he is. The children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar. Phinehas.
I was about to say, there he is.
Old fat Phinehas. The son of Aaron stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease? The Lord said, go up. For tomorrow I will deliver them unto thine hand. Because it's easy to call up God on your knees and ask for something. But you better make atonement before you ask. And Israel set liers in wait round about Gibeah. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other times. The children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city. And they began to smite the people and kill, as at other times, in the highways, of which one goeth up to the house of God, and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, there is smitten down before us as at the first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar. And the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. There came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,000 men, and 100 men and all these that drew sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, but the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted unto the liers in wait which they had set besides Gibeah. Now this gets really bad. They almost exterminate the entire tribe of Benjamin. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons. But they said, surely they are smitten. This is a rehash of what we just read. Before us, as in the first of the battle, when the flame began to rise above the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. When the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel and unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trod them down with ease, over which Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men, all those were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gittim, and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled into the wilderness, into the rock of Rimmon, and abode in the rock of Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword as well, the men of every city as the beast. And all that came to hand also they set on fire, all the cities that they came to. A little bit of overkill there.
Yeah, 50,100.
Yep, it gets down to just a few left. And then the Israelites say, what have we done? These are our brothers. Yeah. Be careful, Christian, how you beat down your fellow Christians for not appearing to be the person you want them to be. Chapter 21, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, WVFF 97.7. Now the men of Israel had sworn to Mizpah, saying, there shall not any of us give his daughter unto Benjamin to wife. And the people came to the house of God and abode there till evening before God, and lifted up their voices and wept sore, and said, O Lord God of Israel, why is this come to pass in Israel? We are having a civil war, destroying each other. There should be today one tribe lacking in Israel. It came to pass on the morrow that the people rose early and built there an altar and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the children of Israel said, who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not with the congregation unto the Lord? For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to the Lord at Mizpah, saying, he shall surely be put to death. The children of Israel repented them for Benjamin, their brother, and said, there is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How shall we do for wives for them that remain? Seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them of our daughters to wives. So, not only have they wiped out all the men of Benjamin, almost, just a few left, they had swore before the battle, not a single one of our female children will be given to Benjamin ever again. And they said, what one is there of the tribe of Israel that came not up to Mizpah to the Lord? And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly. For the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead there. The congregation sent thither 12,000 men of the valiantest, and commanded them, saying, go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword. So, this city didn't send anyone to this battle, so go and wipe them out. But we have an ulterior motive here. Mm-hmm. Take their women and children, bring them here. No. Go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the children. And this is the thing that ye shall do. Ye shall utterly destroy every male and every woman that hath lain by man. So, yeah, not the women and children, just the virgins. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins that had known no man by lying with any male. And they brought them unto the camp of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the whole congregation sent some to speak to the children of Benjamin that remained, that were in the rock, Rimmon. What did it say? There were 600 of them? Mm-hmm. But they battled a little more against them, and to call peaceably unto them. Benjamin came again at that time, and they gave them wives, which they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh Gilead. And yet so they sufficed them not, and the people repented them for Benjamin, because that the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. And the elders of the congregation said, "How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin?" They said, "There must be an inheritance for them that is escaped of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. Howbeit, we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, 'Cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin.'" Then they said, "Behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh yearly in the place, which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and to the south of Libonah. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, 'Go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dances, then come ye out of the vineyards, and catch ye every man his wife, for the daughters of Shiloh go into the land of Benjamin.'" What do you see there, Jonathan? Yeah. There is a feast of the Lord yearly.
Yeah.
What are these damsels doing out there dancing in the vineyard? I don't remember that in the law, do you?
Mm-mm. No, exactly.
No. What have they done to these ceremonies that God had took so much time to say, this is what you do, this is how you do it? It sounds like a frolic.
Yeah.
It sounds like they have twisted even God's festivals into debauchery.
The base of the Mount Sinai.
Yeah. So, yeah, during God's festival, there's a bunch of maids. They come out and do all sorts of hoochie mama dancing there in the vineyard. Just snatch you some of them. "And it shall be when this father or his brethren come unto us to complain, that we will say unto them, 'Be favorable unto them for our sakes, because we reserve not to each man his wife in the war. For ye did not give unto them at this time, that ye should be guilty.'" Ah, so if they're stolen away from you, fellas, that vow that you made, you'll never give one of your daughters to Benjamin. If they steal them, we kind of getting around that.
Yeah, it's a gray area.
Yeah, it's a gray area. We're kind of getting around that vow. Sure, we made up this plan, mm-hmm. but we're not the ones stealing the women. So we're getting around this vow. So you won't be guilty. God, yeah, no. Trust me, God won't find you guilty. "The children of Benjamin did so and took them wives according to their number of them that danced, whom they caught. They went and returned unto their inheritance and repaired the cities and dwelt there. And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family. They went out from thence, every man to his inheritance." Here we go again. "In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his eyes," America. In America this day, there is no moral law. That's what the king would institute, moral law. That's what that's saying. It's nothing to do with a man sitting on a throne. Mm-hmm. There was no moral law in the land, and every man did what is right in his own eyes. Turn your television sets on, America. There is no moral law in America anymore. You see what happens? You see what happened to these children of Israel? When the morality left, they were destroyed. You remember back when they were having these battles when they first come in? Well, even you remember Gideon. He took his men into the camp. They didn't even take the swords or nothing with them. They took a pot and a trumpet and a torch in the pot. And they break the pot and blew the trumpets. And the men got up and killed one another. What are these Israelites doing? They're killing one another. It's the same thing. Sin equals death. The nation became so sinful, God has got them killing one another now. He says, yeah, go up and smite Benjamin. Oh, the first day they go, they lose 22,000 men. Lord, you said go up and smite Benjamin. Yeah, I did. Go ahead. Yeah, go do it again. Yeah, I got you. Next day they lose 18,000 men. And then they say, oh, wait a minute. What were we supposed to do, Jonathan? Supposed to make
some kind of sacrifice or something.
Yeah. Anybody remember? Yeah, I got one of these remembrance books Moses wrote. Read to us. Oh, let's make a sacrifice, an atonement. Let's ask forgiveness. You know, come think of it, we're doing the same things Benjamin was doing. How can we go and smite Benjamin if we're as guilty as he is? That's where America lies right now. God, I've told you this so many times, God raised up America apart from the rest of the world so it could be a Christian nation, Judeo-Christian nation, and take the gospel to all the world, which we did. We have one duty left to protect the nation of Israel in one of these upcoming last battles. It's right here in black and white. You stay with us on WBFFradio.com. You catch the episodes, the other episodes, Between the Lines, a time such as this. You'll find out America's in this book. Yeah, it is. It's in here. It is described in such ways that there is no other nation on earth that could not be. And it says we have one mission left from God. And after we defend Israel against one of these coming last days battles, God says to America, now you must pay for your sins. Now you must pay for your disobedience. Now you must pay for the gods you have in your land that are not me. And it's total destruction. It's right here in black and white. You pay for your sins in this life. Oh, Jesus paid for all of our sins. Yes, he paid for the spirit man to make him holy. This flesh is an abomination. Whatever you do in this life, in this flesh, you will pay for. Smoke cigarettes all your life. Does that keep you out of heaven? No, it doesn't. Lung cancer, you're going to pay. You know, difficulty breathing, you're going to pay. Loss of teeth, you're going to pay. You know, you go out there and just have rampant sex with anyone that you want, you're going to get diseases. Sin equals disease. Sin equals death. And America is guilty. Watch the TV daily and you'll see it. It's the same as what's written here in verse 25, in chapter 21, verse 25 in Judges. In those days there was no king, no moral law in Israel. There was no moral law in America. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Yes, I want to be a woman today. I'm going to have my man parts cut off. I want to, because I'm not that good at men's sports, but I can be the best there is at women's sports.
Yeah, I can beat the tar out of a girl.
Yes. Did you see California? I read a news article today. They're getting in front of this biological males in women's sports. They said they just enacted a law in their collegiate sports that if you are a woman and you were beaten by a biological male, that you can go ahead and compete in the next higher level of trials, and you can compete against them again. Because they've noticed there ain't that many women at the higher levels now. They want to include more women in women's sports.
That would be an idea. I mean,
every man does what is right in his own eyes. I'd like to say wake up, America, but it's all going by the book. It's nothing we can do. All we can do is preach the gospel and try to convince those who don't understand that God loves them. He never excluded anyone. From the first page here. It was his chosen people. The Jews were his chosen people. They were the Adamic line that he never wanted to procreate. But when they fell, when they disobeyed, he knew he could redeem them one day with the Messiah. And he brought them all along. This entire choreographed book is for one purpose, to bring the Messiah into the world. Salvation for the entire world. Like he said to Cain when Cain's offering wasn't good enough. Cain was of the seed of the serpent. Adam was not his father. In fact, the Bible says after Cain slew Abel, Adam had another son, and this one was in Adam's likeness. Imagine that. Catch the former version, the episodes. Catch episode one. If episode one doesn't convince you to follow along on the rest of the episodes, then go ahead and bring your pitchfork and torch to the studio here. I'll come outside and be a martyr. Because I can show you in black and white. It's in here. Religion didn't want you to understand it. They didn't want you to fully understand God's word because that ties it together with science. Science and God's word go hand in hand when you read all of God's word. Satan has invested interest in keeping science and God's word at odds. Because if I can convince you that this Bible is not correct, because this earth is absolutely millions of years old, but the Bible says we've only been here maybe 9,000 years, then I can convince half the population that this book means nothing. You read this book from its beginning, starting in Jeremiah, you'll find out there was a world before this one, same planet. It has been here millions of years. There was an entire civilization millions of years ago. God put out the sun. He flooded it and put out the sun. How long the sun was out? Most likely eons. But he said, I know that one day my wrath will subside and I will start again. Jeremiah says, and the earth was dark and void and waters covered the face. And if you turn to Genesis from there, it says, and the earth was dark and void and waters covered the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light for at least the second time. Catch episode one. If you don't become a believer in what's actually in this book, then don't catch episode two. Been good to be with you here today. We just finished the book of Judges. Every day in God's word is a good word. And you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, on WVFF 97.7. And we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.